Take your Bible and turn to Samuel tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 1, please. 1 Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter number 1. I've got a thought on my heart tonight that was actually birthed out of 1 Samuel chapter number 2. And that might be where we should read from tonight. Then we'll back up into chapter 1 and get some of the message from chapter 1. Let's read from chapter 2, starting in verse number 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the story in the Bible of Hannah. I pray, dear God, tonight, Lord, that you would clothe us in our calling and help us to be a blessing to these that have gathered here tonight in the house of the Lord. Lord, I do pray tonight that as we celebrate a special day this week, a day that was set aside in our nation, a day, Lord, of thanksgiving. Lord, those that don't believe in you, don't know you, I don't know who they will thank. But Lord, I'm glad we know who to thank tonight. I'm glad, Lord, that Hannah knew who to thank, knew who to talk to, knew who to glorify. And I pray tonight, our Father, that you'll help us to be a help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If I titled the message tonight, I would just call it this, A Thankful Mama. A Thankful Mama. That don't mean that the men can't get something out of it tonight, but I've got before me in the Word of God a mom that is very, very, very thankful. And I want to give you three things tonight in the message that I believe will help to magnify her thankfulness in her spirit. The Word of God's teaching us some things in chapter number 1. Hannah's barren. She can't have any children. And they're making fun of her, and because that the Lord had shut up her womb. The first thing in the message tonight I was going to say is this. She was thankful for the kindness that the Lord had shown her. Did you know the world could use some more kindness? Amen? And this kindness is shown to her in her barrenness. The kindness that was brought forth favor in unfavorable conditions. This kindness brought forth favor in spite of three things. I'll give them to you quickly. There was a worrisome problem, her barrenness. If you look in verse number 5 of chapter 1, the Bible said, "But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb." And what I like about this tonight is we need to see she has a worthy portion, but yet because of her barrenness, she's not able to enjoy it. Look down in verse number 8. The Word of God said, "Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Did you know, beloved, there are people this Thanksgiving season that are going to be able to know that there have been many blessings, but because of some problem, they're really not going to get to enjoy the blessings, amen, that God has bestowed upon them. And here's a woman that's barren. And in Bible days, beloved, it was kind of, it felt like a curse to be barren. I know that some ladies can't have children, but this was a problem for Hannah. And the Bible said here in verse number 6 that her adversary also provoked her. It was not just a worrisome problem, the barrenness here, but she had to deal with wicked people. Let me say this to you tonight. Could you imagine me, beloved, or you, going up to someone that's having a problem and just ribbing them and poking them, amen? I tell you, I've seen it. It's not very kind, amen? But she's going to experience the kindness of God and the favor of God in spite of this worrisome problem, in spite of the wicked people. It seems strange to me that Penina, that was Elkanah's other wife, she's blessed with children, and she has a bad character, and yet Hannah has a good character, and she's barren. You say, Pastor, why would you bring that up? If you've been in this world very long, you'll understand. Some things just don't make sense. Say amen. You look, and it seems like the righteous sometimes suffer, and it seems like the ungodly flourish. Amen. And here in this scripture, she has a worrisome problem. There's wicked people, not just Penina, but we also see, beloved, there's wicked priests. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 17. The Bible said, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. This was the sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. Look at verse 24. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear you make the Lord's people to transgress. So she's going to experience the kindness of God, even in spite of this problem that's worrying her, the people that are wicked around her, and even the priests that are wicked around her. So listen tonight. God wants us to understand this Thanksgiving season that He's been good to us. And because of the kindness of God, we ought to be able to thank Him tonight, just like this mother is going to do in this prayer. I'll say this tonight, several things about this kindness. It was kindness that turned bitterness into blessing. Start with me in verse number 10. The Bible says she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Notice, and it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. How many's ever heard me say from this pulpit, some of the best praying you'll ever do in your life is when you can't get a word out? How many's ever heard me say that? And the Word of God tells us that the Spirit of God, He makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Amen. We're broken, and here Hannah's broken. Watch this. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Let me ask you a question. How many is understanding this tonight, that it's in those valleys where we really pour out our soul before the Lord? You mentioned the prayer request of Brother Rouse. I'll tell you, they've poured out their soul before the Lord. Amen. You mentioned the prayer request of our dear sister back here, children and her grandchildren. I'll guarantee you, beloved, these things will cause you to pour out your soul, pour out your heart before the Lord. And here's this woman. She sees her this kindness of God that's going to turn her bitterness into blessing. I say this tonight. If you're in a place where things are bitter, hang on and keep looking up.
and keep talking to the God of heaven, because God will do for you just exactly what He did for Hannah, just exactly what He did for Job. He'll turn that bitterness into blessing, amen, and we'll be able to see in the end that it was God's way that was best. Look here, the Bible said in verse 15, Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I've neither drunk wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." Watch God turn it around. And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. You know what she did? She believed what the man of God told her. Amen. It hadn't happened yet, but in her heart and in her mind, she understands that God has come through, and that bitterness is turned into blessing. And she rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife. I love these words. And the Lord remembered her. I will tell you something right now, beloved. Listen, you can be in a deep, dark valley, but you hang in there with Jesus. Amen. Because the Lord will remember you. And it's the Lord, beloved, in His kindness that turns bitterness into blessing. It's also the Lord in His kindness that turns barrenness into beauty. I'll give you some things as God spoke to my heart today. The Bible is teaching us here that's going to be beautiful. Listen, when a youngin' comes in this world, the first two youngins that Miss Eve had, I was lost. I didn't know how to appreciate a healthy baby. I didn't know. I just thought she's supposed to go out there and march up and down, find out what kind of cigar to buy. Amen. But I tell you, I got saved when I was 27 years old. And I went with my wife as she gave birth to those second two children, to Charity and Elizabeth. And I'm telling you, I stood there and wept like a baby. I tell you, by that time, Brother Mike, I had learned how many things can go wrong in childbirth. And I come out of there knowing my baby was all right. And my precious wife was all right. And it was the God of heaven, beloved, listen, that had blessed us. There's beauty in the development of the baby. In verse number 19, Elkanah knew his wife, Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. I'm not going to take the time to read it tonight, but you can go to Psalm chapter number 139. And God's got His eyes on that baby in that womb. Amen. He said, "We're fearfully and wonderfully made." Amen. And while our substance was not yet perfect, I thank God we have a Savior that had His eye on us. Amen. And was developing us even in our mother's womb. There's beauty in the development of the baby. But then there's beauty in the delivering of a baby. I thank God tonight. If you've ever been there and been around that, amen, you understand, amen. Listen to me, that it's a beautiful thing when God gives a man and his wife a child. The Bible said in verse 20, "Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel." She said, "That you know why? Because that name means because I asked him of the Lord." Amen. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I feel sorry for people that don't know where those children come from, that they're a heritage of the Lord, that they're a gift from God. Say amen. I'll tell you, some of these children standing here before us tonight are growing up in all kinds of circumstances. Some of them are growing up in great homes, and some of them are growing up in homes that aren't so great. I used to drive the bus, and beloved, I'd pick children up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and mom and dad laying there in a drunken stupor from Saturday night, drugs and drink, amen, and drop those children off at 1:30 in the afternoon, and they're still laying right in the same place. Their children had gone to the house of God and learned about Jesus and come back. And mom and dad didn't even know they left the property. Are you listening to me tonight? We ought to be praying for these youngins, because some of them, beloved, are going to need help. Amen. along the way. There's beauty in delivering that baby. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come, Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son. Ain't that a blessing tonight? That I'm talking about the kindness of God. And then there's something else here there's even more beauty in, and that's the dedicating of the baby. Look in chapter 1, verse number 11. We read it in your hearing a moment ago. The Bible said here, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thee thine handmaid a man child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. I tell you something tonight, listen, I don't believe we ought to christen a baby. I don't believe you ought to give that baby something to depend on, amen, to get it to heaven. Say amen. But there's not one thing in the world wrong with carrying that youngin' down to the altar in an old-fashioned church and saying, God, you give us this youngin', and we're going to give this youngin' back to you. I'll tell you tonight, I'll make a statement that's strong, but it's the truth, Brother Justin. It'd be better our children never been born than to leave this world without Jesus. It'd be better they never been born into this world. So what's wrong with saying, God, you give them to me, I'm giving them back. Amen to thee. We see the dedicating of the baby in verse number 21 through verse number 28 as well. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. She's experiencing the kindness of an almighty God. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth to thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord established his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord. Oh, I'll tell you something tonight. Listen, I thank God we can go get the children. But the best thing in the world is for mom and dad to bring the children to the house of God. Amen. When I was a little boy, my mom and dad didn't take me to church. I'm glad somebody come by and got me and hauled me to the house of God. But the best case scenario would have been for mom and dad to load me up and take me to the house of God. The Bible said here, and the child was young, and she slew the, and they slew a bullock and brought the child Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. So we see that she's thankful for the kindness that the Lord had shown her. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with us? Let me give you a few verses of Scripture and we'll move on in the message. The Bible said in Psalm 31:21, blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Is there anybody here tonight that's been shown the marvelous kindness of God? In Psalm 117 and verse 2, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. It's not just marvelous kindness, but it's merciful kindness. It's great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. In Psalm 119:76, let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. God just reminded me of a man in the Bible by the name of David and another man by the name of Mephibosheth. David and Jonathan, their souls were knit together. They loved each other. Jonathan was the son of Saul. Saul had been killed, and Jonathan had been killed. And a lot of men would have had bitterness in their heart toward the house of Saul and towards the house of Jonathan, but not David. David asked a question. He said, is there any left of the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Oh, glory to God, I'm glad I got a father, Brother Jason, and looked down. Said, is there anybody wandering around down there lost in sin that I might show him kindness for Jesus' sake? And God saved my never-dying soul, not because I deserved it, amen, but because of his kindness. The Bible said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient. Every time I read one of these words, I ought to get at least one amen in the auditorium. I said we were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving different lusts or diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Woo! Listen, but after that the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us, amen, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You know what I want to say tonight? Bless his name. When I deserve to die, he showed me kindness and gave me life eternal, amen. A thankful mama. She's thankful for the kindness that the Lord had shown her. And then tonight, she's thankful for the kinship that the Lord had given her. Beloved, I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's wonderful to know that God is your Father. Amen. You know, I didn't mean to talk about this, but Ruth was glad to find out there was a kinsman redeemer. Amen. And I don't know about you tonight, but I have a kinsman redeemer. One that was able to redeem. One that was willing to redeem. And one that redeemed. Amen. Let me give you this, several things tonight. Let's look here with me, if you will. Number one, this kinship is birthed in humility. You don't get to be a child of the King in your pride. You've got to come humble. Amen. And if you look in verse number 12 in chapter 1 down through verse number 15, you see her spirit. She's coming in a broken spirit, in a humble spirit. And we read that to you a while ago. She said, I poured out my soul before the Lord. I spoke out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. So that kinship, it's birthed out of humility. Look at chapter 2 now in verse number 1. The first part of the verse says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Did you know tonight? Listen to me. She didn't say, my heart rejoiceth in Samuel. She said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Amen. God didn't mean for our children to come between us and him. God meant for our children and his goodness to push us toward him. Say amen. And to thank him. There's a kinship that's birthed in humility. In this first part right here, she said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. You say, Pastor, why is she being exalted? I'll tell you why. Because God said if we'll humble ourselves, he'll exalt us. But he said, if we exalt ourselves, we'll be abased. God wants us to understand in the Christian realm, the way up is down. Amen. And Hannah knew that tonight. It was a kinship that was birthed in humility. Let's start reading in verse number three of chapter 2. The Bible said, talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. You know what I believe? I believe she's talking to God. But I believe God, Brother Jason's rebuking that crowd back over there in chapter number 1 that's running around pointing their finger. Amen. Ain't that what God did to Job's three friends? Say amen. I'm telling you, that's off base. Amen. Oh, Job, we know why you're going through this. You don't know nothing. Say amen. It's the God of heaven that knows. Amen. And there's humility here. The Bible said here, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken. They stumbled, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. If you'll notice these verses, they just flip. God said, listen, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Say amen. We think it's the other way around, but it's not. He said the bows of the mighty men are broken. They stumbled, are girded with strength. Then they were full and hired out themselves for bread. And they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. What she's telling us here, beloved, in humility, is that things aren't always the way they seem to be. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, it might look like somebody's blessed up one side and down the other, but I'm telling you, it's only God, beloved, that does the real blessing. Say amen. The Bible said it rains on the just and the unjust. I'm telling you, it might be the lost man, beloved, that's not having the problems, but what God's looking at, beloved, makes a difference. Amen. And it was birth, this kinship, in humility. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and He makes them to inherit the throne of glory. I tell you tonight, she's thankful for her kinship with her Lord. And then it, not only is it a kinship that is birthed in humility, but it's a kinship that is blessed with honor. When God is your Father, let me say this tonight. I say it unapologetically. You want to honor Him. Notice what the Word of God said here. The Bible said here in verse number 1, Hannah prayed, said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Those disciples went out on that little preaching tour, and they come back, and man, they were just thrilled. The spirits are subject unto us. Jesus said, Howbeit in this rejoice not, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Amen. That's where God gets the honor. It's because we're rejoicing in His salvation. Thy salvation, she said. And then not only is it a kinship that's birthed in humility, a kinship that's blessed with honor, but God gave me this. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 2. It's also a kinship that believes He is holy. Amen. Did you know God is just as holy right now as He was in the book of Samuel? Notice what the Bible said. There is none holy as the Lord, for there's none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. How many's glad you got a foundation under you, amen, that ain't going to be moved, amen. Thank God He's holy tonight. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And then He's the God, I give you this tonight, in His kinship that begets help. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 9 with me, please. The Bible said He will keep the feet of His saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. We have a God that helps us tonight, and that's that kinship that begets His help in our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2 said this, For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep. You see that up there? He will keep the feet of His saints. He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I listen tonight. I'd go to bed tonight and wonder if I'm going to make it to heaven if I had to keep it. But I'm not going to go to bed tonight and wonder if I'm going to make it to heaven, because I've committed it unto Him. And He said He'll keep it against that day. Amen. In Jude chapter 1, the Bible said, Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and dominion. Amen. Listen tonight. He's the one that gives us the help that we need. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 121. We just got one more thing after this, and we'll be finished tonight. Psalm chapter 121, she's thankful, not only for the kindness that God had shown her, but for the kinship that she had with her Savior, with the Lord. In Psalm chapter 121, listen to these words tonight. The psalmist said here, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. You want to know why Hannah was thankful? She believed that. She believed that it was God, amen, that was going to keep her in the midst of all that was going on. It was God. And then I'll give you this tonight. Turn back over there to the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. I close with this tonight. This is a blessing. I'll not say a lot about it, but it's a blessing. Look at verse number 10. I don't know if you caught this a while ago when I read it or not. Did you know that Hannah is praying in the Spirit? And what we get as Hannah's praying in the Spirit, we get a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus. Let me show it to you. Look in verse number 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. And the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Did you know that this is prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? Not only is Hannah a thankful mama, because she's thankful for the kindness that the Lord had shown her. She's thankful for the kinship that she had with her Lord. But she's also thankful for a king that is yet to come. Are you thankful tonight that the king is coming? The king is coming. The songwriter said, praise God, he's coming for me. Amen. If you're born again tonight, he's coming for you. Amen. We're part of his church. I thank the Lord tonight for Hannah, don't you? It starts out rough, and I tell you, that's the way a lot of us started out, rough. But I tell you, God has grace, and God has mercy, and God has kindness, and God will forgive us, amen, if we will just but look to Him, amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many believes we ought to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth? We know the King, amen. We know the King. We know the King. We know the King's letter. He wrote us a letter. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for my people. Thank you, God, for this story about Hannah. And the Lord, it's just precious to know tonight, our God, that, Lord, you blessed her in such a way. Lord, even later on, you said that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. Samuel was just the start. Lord, you kept on pouring out the blessings. And God, you keep on pouring out the blessings on us. Lord, we're grateful tonight for that. I thank you, our Father, tonight that there's a kinship. I thank you that there's a kindness that you've shown to us tonight. And I pray, God, you continue, Lord, to pour out your blessings, God, that we might be a reflection of your grace and of your mercy till you come and take us home. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Everybody tell about 10 people tonight, happy Thanksgiving, okay? Before you leave out tonight, God bless you. God bless you.